Doing good, doing good. Happy to be back. Couldn't be happier to be back and get back into football. I'm feeling good. You know, the trainers and coaches are taking it, you know, day by day, and so am I. And, you know, hopefully we'll be ready to go by week one.
When were you sort of feeling better? Like, at what point were you able to start really working out and
yeah. It was sometime in the off season. You know, it wasn't really much of an off season for me. I had to continue to rehab and continue to get better, and so I'd be prepared and ready for OTAs. Yeah, we're working hard. We're working really hard. I think we had a young guy in Perk, and who's getting a lot better this year. And you know, the O line is getting stronger each and every year that I've been here. They've made improvements, and you know, we're taking a step in the right direction. So I think, you know, the sky's the limit right now, and we're just going to keep working and try and improve that part of our offense.
Shane, what's it like being, for lack of a better term, the veteran guy in this position group right now?
It's weird being the oldest guy in the room, but you know, it's a fun experience for me. I don't feel old yet, and just trying to get all the young guys on board and try to teach them the right way to do things.
With the injury in specifically, it happened twice. Why did it happen? You know, why did it get re-injured? Did they think it was related? And is it something they think is more susceptible to injury now?
Well, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I think I've kind of maybe rushed it a little bit too quickly the first time. So this time around, we're definitely taking our time. We're definitely making sure the muscle's strong enough, the tendon's strong enough, so that way I don't miss any more time on the field.
Can you compete for a starting job, or are you going to be put into that role of third down back, or what?
Always competing. You know, that's the glory of our offense, and that's the best part of our running back room. You know, there's no set positions. Everyone's competing for playtime, and I think that when you have that type of healthy competition, it brings out the best in everybody.
Are you surprised that Paul's
going to be the starter? No, not at all. Paul's a great back, and everybody saw that last year. Everybody's excited to see what he can do and what this offense can do this season. No, not at all. You know, we all stand behind Coach McAdoo. There's really nothing that's a surprise to any of us. He's very honest with all of us.
League now is such that you really need, you know, two, maybe three good backs on the team. How do you sort of reconcile that with, you know, getting numbers and yards and touchdowns?
You don't. You get W's and let everything else fall where it may. You know, it's a team game, and at the end of the day, if the team wins, then everyone's winning. Huge. I think the more weapons that an offense has, the more you keep the defense off balance, the more you opens up the run game, opens up the pass game. You know, they both work hand in hand.
What do you see from the potential for this offense? I mean, you've been on some pretty good offenses, obviously,
yeah,
in New England, but what do you see from the potential for this one?
We definitely are striving to be better than we were last year. I think last year we knew we could be better, and we never really played to it. So I think this year we've worked harder just already in the spring just to be better than we were. And we know the potential that we have. We have a lot of talented guys in the system right now, and most guys have been through this system 3-4 years now. So it's about time for everything to start clicking.
What do you make from last year when you had time to sort of sit on as a group when you guys talk about it? Why did it sort of not click? What kind of theories do you have?
You know, it's just one thing leads to another. When you can't stay on track, first, second, third down, you get into third down situations. This is the NFL. Third and long is third and long, and it's difficult for any offense. And we just got ourselves in too many tough situations, hard to get rhythm, and those are the things that we're working on this year. You know, after the second time, it was definitely tough for me. You know, I wanted to be back, and I tried as hard as I could to get back for the team. And, you know, at that point, I just felt like I let a lot of guys on the team down. But we're back now, new year, new season, and, you know, looking forward to contributing this year.
Some people have talked to you, but they came to you about your contract this offseason. What were your thoughts when that kind of happened?
I understood it. You know, I wasn't surprised by it. They were very forthcoming. That, you know, they were very honest with me about it. And, you know, that's what we needed to get done. So we got it done, and I'm ready to move forward and ready to work.
How hard is it not to think about your future, though, when after that happens? The reality of, you know, you know the situation, how this works.
Well, this is the NFL. You know, it's a business, and really there's no certainty no matter what year the contract that you're in. And you just got to come out and you got to work and let the chips fall where they may.
Two more questions.
Love it. More cow guys are better around here, that's for sure. Hey, I'm still claiming though. It's all good. Oh, yeah. He's playing well, so I'm going to claim him. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's learning. He's got a plate full. But he's making plays and he's showing progress. And it looks like he's having fun out there, so. Like it.